This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For the RNC, and people are heading home from Cleveland, Ohio, there were a lot of questions about Donald Trump heading into this. And I guess the question is, and send me your thoughts at americatonight.net. Kate Delaney, of course, welcome to the show. Send me your questions or what you think on a scale of 1 to 10, leaving Ohio, what do you think of the overall presentation of the Republicans, how strong it is, and how it will go over across the land? I mean, look, it's all about getting votes, isn't it? It's all about getting the Electoral College to work for you if you want to be president. And any poll we read, it just seems as though it's tight. It's a tight race. Polls can be wrong, but usually they're not that off. So I say right now, it's just very close. It's too close to call. Even the most neutral people I know and people we've had on this show who have been in politics for a long time and can read the tea leaves pretty well, because this is all they do, is look at politics and numbers and what you see leading into conventions and out of conventions, and they and all of them still believe that this is a kind of a coin flip. That's why the vote is so important. That's why I think we might see record numbers, but I always say that before a presidential election that I'm always disappointed, because I this isn't a lecture, but I believe in the democratic process. I'm frustrated with it. I think it's outrageous, some of what we've had to deal with coming out of the tsunami of nonsense coming out of Washington, D.C. However, at least we live in a free country with a free election process, and you can be part of the solution instead of part of the anger. You know, better to be, as a friend of mine would say, better, not bitter. To be involved in some way to perhaps change things. And it starts in your local level, and it goes to the state level, and then, of course, the national level. So Hillary Clinton, now it'll be about the Democrats and switching to Philadelphia from Ohio. Hillary Clinton says that she saw similarities between day one of the RNC and the Wizard of Oz. I'm wondering, how did they come up with that line? She said she didn't watch much of the convention because she was flying from Minneapolis to Las Vegas. But she told some public service employees at the AFSCME convention in Las Vegas that she made the comparison after hearing delegates promised on the floor and some of the speeches. She said she kept thinking, what is this like? And she said she thought, when she was a little girl, I went to see The Wizard of Oz, and there were similarities that appeared to her. Lots of sound and fury, even a fog machine. But when you pull back the curtain, it was just Donald Trump with nothing to offer the American people. So I go back to that again. Do you think Donald Trump has something to offer the American people? Send me those thoughts. I'm going to call them. AmericaTonight.net. AmericaTonight.net. You know, one thing that Hillary Clinton didn't mention was Melania Trump's primetime speech. Portions have been accused to be plagiarized from, as we talked about, First Lady Michelle Obama, 2008 Democratic Convention. Clinton said speakers at the convention, which included a number of people who called her to be jailed, for her to be jailed, said the proceedings prove that Donald Trump may claim he's on the side of the working people, but his actions say otherwise, is what she said. So her last line, and you'll probably hear this, and this is why I brought it up, throughout the course of the next couple of months, she says, America is better than Donald Trump. America is better than Donald Trump. It's going to be fast and furious on this campaign trail, folks. It really, really is. And maybe some more endorsements come the way of Trump. And if not, and if Hillary Clinton wins the election, then you go from Barack Obama to Hillary Clinton. So that would be, what, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years of Democrats. And you would have to think, if that happens, if that scenario happens, then Republicans have got to start looking closer at what is happening with the Republican Party. Because, you know, that's a long time to lose the presidency. But right now, this thing can go either way. I mean, this really, this could go either way. I think it's just too close to call. I really, really do. And I think these presidential debates, more than these conventions, now just wrapping up the Republican one and Trump and heading into Hillary Clinton's day, more than the conventions, which are big pep rallies and give backs to people in the party so they get their moment on the stage and all of that and feel good stories and whatnot, I think those presidential debates are key, and I think they're going to have astronomical, I'm saying astronomical ratings, big ratings. And even the VP debates are shaping up to that, to look like that. But we don't know with Hillary Clinton what direction she's going in. So, but I think it's going to be very, very big, without a doubt, to me, the key, and maybe the key to more votes, the key to perhaps winning, is those debates and how they come off, both of them, how they come off at the, you know, how they come out off at those debates, I think will determine more than one can imagine. You know, let's put it that way. I mentioned this the other day, and oh my gosh, I got so many. I never get emails about celebrities, or, you know, we do the cheap movie review, and a lot of you will send in and talk about movies or old movies you saw, or here's a movie I should watch, and that's like a way to relax for me and many of you, I'm sure, if you find a good one. Or is there one worth going to see on the big screen? And I talk about that, where maybe it's better just to wait till it streams with some of what's out. But the reaction from all of you to Gary Marshall's death has been the biggest thing ever whenever we've even talked about movies or celebrities in the very short amount of time that we ever talk about anybody in that direction. Gary Marshall, and especially many of you saying how you love Mork and Mindy, even if it wasn't your era, you went back and you looked at it, and Robin Williams, and how he was really the guy who found Robin Williams, and if he was known for anything, it should be for his genius of putting him in that sitcom and how well that sitcom worked. And like I said, an avalanche of email, the most ever I've ever received when it comes to a celebrity. I mean, absolutely. Gary Marshall, dead. At, you know, what I consider a young age, when it seems like everyone I meet, they have a grandmother or somebody in their life that's like 95, 96. So in your early 80s, I don't know, it seems young to me. He seemed like he was in good health, you know, too, but I guess he wasn't in great health. All right, quickly, just a side note about this, when I talk about streaming, I also found out that Star Trek, anybody out there a Trekkie? So Netflix is going to do something kind of wild. They're going to stream exclusively on Netflix this Star Trek series. So all these episodes are going to be made globally within 24 hours of the premiere in the U.S., and that's never happened before. How about that? It's going to be, the series is going to be streamed on CBS paid streaming services, but with this Netflix deal, they'll have all 727 episodes of past Star Trek series, like Star Trek the original series, Star Trek the Next Generation, Star Trek Deep Space Nine, Star Trek Voyager, and Star Trek Enterprise. I don't know, it's pretty wild. I wonder how much it costs for that library. It had to be a pretty deep penny. All right, stay with us. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 We sure can count. So lots of numbers coming your way next. But before we get there, I just want to say, coming up, to give you a little preview of our menu, a powerful conversation with Stephen Huer. As you know, Stephen Huer, I've been taking One World Way, and I've been taking Synergy One, and honestly, unbelievable difference, because I don't take products. I just never have done that, but because it's all natural and what he put into it, because he was someone who suffered from Crohn's disease and horrible things, he reached out to me. We had a conversation. He said, just try this. And I did. And, you know, I've had problems with a couple of different things. I had problems with, brutal yeast infections. And I didn't understand that. Like, well, how am I getting this? Oh, just eat more sauerkraut. And I mentioned that. Just eat more sauerkraut. Just eat a bunch of yogurt. Well, guess what? That wasn't enough. So anyway, this has been a real game changer for me. So pay attention to Stephen here. He's at the tail end of this hour. Also, the WWE, and these are numbers for you because we're into Week in Count. There's a class action lawsuit. 50 players are filing a class action lawsuit. And so that's significant because we're talking about CTE. We talked to a Chicago lawyer about what that lawsuit's going to be like and what they'll need to prove to win it and so on and so forth. So let's jump back to We Can Count the Numbers. Although, like I said, 50 is a number. So how about that? This is interesting. Here's a big one for you. The feds always want their money, right? They want Wolf of Wall Street profits as part of a $3.5 billion fraud allegation. It's like, what? I saw this headline, and I was like, what are they talking about? They want part of the Wolf of Wall Street. So check this out. And I kind of wondered this when they were making this. It's a massive lawsuit. They say it reads like a crazy thriller. The government claims that well-connected fraudsters stole $3.5 billion from the Malaysian people and used it to buy New York condos, hotels, yachts, and a jet. Okay, we get that. Now, some of that money was used to produce the film Wolf of Wall Street. So they filed this civil lawsuit trying to get $1 billion of the assets, the amount that went through the American banks. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch said the federal government is not yet ready to bring criminal charges against the financiers. Instead, they want to get the assets as soon as possible. So that's what they're doing. They're trying to wrestle away money from this. On Thursday in Singapore, they announced they seized $240 million Singapore dollars in assets after doing their own investigation into it. And any profits, royalties, distribution proceeds from the Wolf of Wall Street, that's what they're talking about. This was a 2013 film about fraud and greed, directed by Martin Scorsese, if you don't know it, starring Leo DiCaprio, and it made $392 million. But there had been a lot of concerns that the movie budget, which was well over $100 million, came from a Hollywood production company no one ever heard about, Red Granite Pictures. So they investigated this company, and that's what they found. The Malaysian people, they say, never saw a penny of profit from the film. Wow. So I'm wondering if Leonardo DiCaprio and anybody else who made money from it, you know, because he would have made some profits, if they would, you know, part of this would dip into their pockets in a lawsuit. It's just crazy. Like I said, it really truly is something you can't make up. It's just that ridiculous. Oh my, oh my, oh my. All right, let's move on to something else. How about this? The Jordan brand is revealing Air Jordan 31. What's in a brand? Oh, lots of money. Just ask Michael Jordan. He hasn't been on a basketball court for a while, but boy, they are definitely popping the champagne, because Air Jordan officially now is not speculation. It is real. Yep. And what they're doing is, just so you know, the silhouettes from the past and the present, they're kind of bringing them together. And they have a special thing. They've got band, which is a text. That's what it says on the bottom of the shoe. So it's interesting, because Nike's doing sort of a throwback, sort of something new. And of course, they're always improving. There's no question about that. They're always improving the quality of the shoe. But it's amazing how people will line up for this Jordan brand. I mean, seriously. So it's going to be released September 3rd. Guarantee they will just fly off the shelves. 31. Isn't that crazy? And the amount of dollars that'll come in will be, I guarantee, outrageous. It'll be such a crazy, crazy, crazy number. Anything with Jordan on it sells. I have a nephew who never saw Michael Jordan play, knows what we've talked about with Michael Jordan. I've talked about seeing him play, and he just is fascinated by it and just can't believe it. But he never saw him play, but boy, does he ever want those Jordans. Every time something new comes out in that brand, he'll save every penny, do the lawn, do whatever he has to do to get those Jordans. All right, you might not know this, and maybe you do. Did you know it's 100 years and 100 national parks? Yes, we are celebrating 100 years of national parks. I have a friend who's trying to hike at least a little piece of all the national parks, which I think is really, really cool. I don't know if I've talked about it on the show, and I feel lucky to have hiked the Grand Canyon. It's been a long time, but I did it, and I thought it was magnificent. It blew my mind when I went to the Grand Canyon. Listen, put that on a bucket list. If you've never been there, it is a treasure. It is worth seeing it. When you look out and you see that canyon, I mean, it's something. It really is. And like I said, I feel fortunate to have hiked it. Another place where I lived not too far away from, and people used to talk about it, and I would be like, yeah, what's that about? Channel Islands National Park in California. Wow. I mean, if you kayak, it's incredible. They have this 40-foot-high arch rock that's beautiful. I mean, you could right now look it up, whatever search engine you have, look it up and see it. And that would be another area that I would put on my list of must-sees. Must see it. It's just that mind-blowing. It really is. And then I was thinking about, okay, where else have I been to that I just thought was amazing? The Great Basin National Park in Nevada is very, very cool. It's 200,000 square miles. It's known for the Lehman Caves, and it is kind of, it's cool at night. It gets so super, super dark. And they've got a 13,000-foot peak, and it's just surprising. I don't know, it's surprising. I had never heard much about it. And then when I lived in Las Vegas, somebody took me out to see it, and I said the same thing. I said, oh, gosh, I didn't know anything about it. And then some of you are listening to us on the East Coast, and I'm talking about the 100-year celebration of the parks. And the Bunker Hill Monument in Boston, Massachusetts, a lot of people talk about that. And I was in Boston, gosh, a couple years ago, and I went there for the first time. I guess I had sort of been by it. But actually seeing it up close was very, very cool. And they had this 18-foot wooden pillar that they put up in 1794. And then they have now, of course, a beautiful monument. And that was put up in 1842, the Battle of Bunker Hill. There's a museum there, and there's that monument. And it's it counts as a park. It is a park, and it's something amazing to see. And then people forget about Central Park. If you've never been to New York, you say, oh, New York. No, if you go to New York, promise me you go to Central Park, because it's a cool park. It is a beautiful park, actually, to walk in during the day, and it connects to different areas of the city. You could get lost in there. I mean, you can just go grab a picnic lunch, or just go grab a sandwich right off the street, or a hot dog or whatever, and go to the Bow Bridge, and it's beautiful. You've probably seen it in movies. You don't realize it, but Central Park, I would say, I would put on a list too, as far as if I'm going to celebrate and look at 100 years of a national park experiences. They would be just a few of mine. All right, another edition of We Can Count in the Books, as they say. Stay with us. Coming up next, a conversation with Stephen Hewer. Was I just coming?
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost.
Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household, 50 United States only.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
It's all love, all love, all love.
I've been talking about One World Way now for well over a month, and now I'm completely, the last couple of months I've been taking, I've seen the effects, and I've now also taken something that really has, I think, changed my life. And, you know, it's hard for me to know because everything that I've tried, I love from it all. It just seems to work for me. And I've said this before, I'm not somebody who lightly endorses anything. In fact, I've never done that with anything nutrition-wise. But synergistic nutrition, overall, everything that I have gotten and taken has been amazing. Like I said, the One World Way, game changer, energy through the roof. And I have a crazy schedule, jumping on planes, doing this show, doing all kinds of radio interviews, etc. You guys know how I roll. So joining us now is in our virtual green room, the founder of Synergistic Nutrition, Stephen Hewer. Stephen, one of the products that you sent me was Synergy One. And Synergy One, and you'll be able to describe it much better than I can, comes in a small bottle, so it's great. That's when I was saying I travel a lot. I can put it in my stuff easily. And what it does is it raises the HGH in your body. Explain what that does to all of us.
Yeah, it's really important that as the body ages, I want to just first draw an illustrative analogy so people can see the picture better, that you're consuming protein throughout your life to break that down into amino acids and then absorb those amino acids into your cells and into your liver to make human tissue protein. And that process becomes more and more inefficient as you get older because the growth factors in your body that orchestrate your cells' ability to absorb those amino acids are diminishing with each passing decade by 10%. So your growth hormone levels that you had when you were 28 are, I think, about 40-some-odd percent less when you're like 70 or 80, and your protein intake has stayed the same, say, you know, you're eating the same amount of protein when you're 60, 70, or 80s compared to when you're in your 40s or 50s, but you're literally atrophying. Your muscles are becoming smaller, your size is shrinking, everything is becoming wrinkled and smaller because you're not absorbing those amino acids into the cells because your growth hormone levels are declining as well as all the other growth factors in the body. So when you take Synergy One, it's a growth factor, and it's a peptide that basically is in a homeopathic dilution. It's tasteless, it's easy to take because there's no taste to it, but it's basically three sprays at bedtime, three sprays in the morning, you hold it 90 seconds, it absorbs, and then your whole body is triggered to have a higher level of its own growth hormone, and then all the other growth factors, so that you're literally, your body starts to repair like it did 20 years ago. So if you're an 80-year-old dealing with health issues, your body starts repairing like you were when you're in your 60s. Or if you're, you know, 40-year-old, you start repairing like you're in your 20s. It's really been a profound product that I've worked with for a number of years, had really phenomenal results with people. Typically, people will sleep deeper. They'll notice they'll sleep deeper, feel more rested, need less hours of sleep. They'll feel more energy, quicker recovery during the day. Aches and pains can diminish, go away. And if you take it over the course of, say, 6 months, lots of amazing things have happened for people.
Yeah, and you know, you have great testimonials on your website. Check out SGN80.com. And I noticed one of the testimonials, a guy named Charles Bauer says, listen, he's had arthritis for 25 years, problems, hands, knees, spine, all this stuff. And I thought it was so profound that he specifically said, I no longer need to take Celebrex, my prescription medication for arthritis, and my blood pressure has significantly gone down. And I know a lot of people have problems with that, and the medication, taking so many pills and whatnot, and then being frustrated because you're not seeing the results. And you know, you were someone that was always searching for answers, right?
Yeah, I mean, basically, I was introduced to this product when I was in more of the height of adrenal fatigue and chronic fatigue syndrome back in the late 90s, and it was like a major game changer. I slept through the night, I had much more energy during the day, more cheerful, less fatigue, and it was just like really profound for my adrenals. But yeah, I've had people with cardiovascular issues report, oh my gosh, the blood pressure is much better. You know, after 12 months, one guy's arterial plaque was 70% occluded arteries was gone. He was doing a really improved diet in addition to the supplement and a few other supplements, but in 12 months, his arterial plaque was gone. I've had people report their bone density reversed, bones become dense again. I had one dentist tell me that his osteoporosis and his jawbone reversed on it, and people growing back their disc thickness and having, I had one lady work for me who in her 30s was already experiencing disc degeneration, and Joyce was basically wanting to have a child, but because the weight of a baby could possibly crush her spinal nerves and cause paralysis to her legs, she was told she couldn't have any children until the disc was healed. So she did what I told her to do, which was, you know, cod liver oil, a calcium supplement, and get off the Coca-Cola and take the Synergy One, and in 4 months her disc thickness was back to a thick enough state that the nerves were no longer being pinched. She got off Darvon, the pain medication. She went on to have a healthy boy.
Wow. And that's somebody that worked for you. So she worked for you. She had the problem. And you said, listen, do this. And I think it's interesting, too. You said, get off the Coca-Cola because that's bad for you, right?
Yeah. I mean, basically, Coca-Cola is 100% poison. I mean, it's a iconic symbol of Americanism and Coca-Cola and stuff. And the sort of like pride that people have about Americanism and the thinking that they can innocently drink that stuff. Boy, think twice.
Yeah,
not something God designed you to consume.
Yeah, no kidding. So it's easy. You go to the website and you can see Synergy One. You can go to my website, americatonight.net. Just click on the banner, boom, and it takes you right to the website. And it's got everything there that you could possibly want. I mean, they throw the kitchen sink at you so you know. You hear the stories. You see it. You can see the product. And like you said, it's easy. At night and in the morning, boom, just three sprays. That's it. You're done. And it's, like I mentioned, it's very small. So it's perfect because you can take it with you. And you say, oh, I forgot, or I had to go to my friend's house. I had to go do this. I'm traveling, whatever. It's not a big hassle.
Yeah. And it's just one of those things that's cumulative in its effects. And the whole body process of getting well or staying well is based on how much protein you're making. So the quicker your body makes new cells and makes new proteins, the faster you're healing, the stronger you are, the better you feel. So it's really a central product in my overall promotion of people's ability to get well, to take this, and along with synergism of other products that enable your body to get back to health, which is, you know, what we're here for.
Yeah, and I talked about One World Way in the beginning because still I can't get enough of One World Way and have been amazed by what I've seen. But I've also had a lot of people ask me questions about the seed oil, so I'd be remiss not to bring that up again. And, in fact, I got something here from Chuck who sent me an email and said, make sure you ask next time you talk to Stephen more about the oils because I'm fascinated by how that works.
Okay, so our bodies require what's called alpha-linolenic acid, which is omega-3, and linoleic acid, which is omega-6, from our diet. And because our food sources are so scarce, our meats are, you know, hardly anything in there. There's hardly anything in your greens and your produce. And you get a little bit from your walnuts and your seeds and stuff, but just not enough to really meet the overall body requirements of our essential fatty acid needs. And the processing of seed oils commercially as it's done today is based on like 1920s technology. Cold pressing is at 130 degrees. It's a grinding process. It damages the molecular structure of the fatty acids, so they're structurally not able to be used. The oils undergo more oxidation than should be experienced. So you have an oil that people have been consuming for decades, the current flax oils on the market, the current hemp seed oils on the market. You buy them in the refrigerated section of the health food store, all that. These oils are damaged. They still give you some degree of benefits, but nothing what you could get if the seed was processed more gently and correctly. So Andreas Wecker, a professional Olympic athlete and won the gold medal and stuff, he was on ibuprofen so many years to deal with the inflammation from chronically working out 6 hours a day to do gymnastics that led to the destruction of his GI tract. He was diagnosed with Crohn's disease. Mm. This resulted in him almost dying, and he ended up discovering these seed oils, and he engineered a new way to press them to get even better results. So he presses them at only 100 degrees, and again, they're not ground. They're just pressed, so there's no destruction to the molecular structure. There's virtually almost zero oxidation to the oils. They're stored in Myron glass. They're not filtered. So people have been taking these oils and literally transforming their health. I mean, people report to us these sensational changes in their physical energy levels or their inflammation or their GI tract healing or prostate problems improving or, you know, just a bunch of things that if I said too many, I don't want to, you know, get unwanted attention. But, you know, point is that these are part and parcel of human physiological requirements. They're called essential because you can't make them from anything else. All the other fats that the body needs, I mean, there's a bunch of different fats. I mean, there's arachidonic acid, there's gamma linolenic acid, there's palmitic acid, all these other fats, cholesterol included, your body can make from everything else and including these essential fats, but your body can't make alpha-linolenic acid, omega-3, and linoleic acid, omega-6. You have to have them from the diet, and you want a pure form that's unoxidized, undamaged, and literally can stay fresh for up to 2 years in these bottles, unopened. They've been tested at 2 years of room temperature. They open the bottle, they test them. They have 0.01% oxidation, which is virtually zero. And so the effect on your body, when your body gets this and it becomes part of the cell wall, it becomes one of the ways by which your cells absorb oxygen. So the cell is designed to have this in the cell wall to both attract and absorb oxygen. So we've had people that are on oxygen tanks who aren't getting good oxygen transfer get on these oils, and because now their oxygen transfer from their blood to their cells is now going the way it's supposed to be, they can get off their oxygen tanks. That's how powerful these oils are. And they're part and parcel of what the Joanna Budwig protocol, when she worked with people with cancer in the 1950s and had a 90% success rate seeing people cure from cancer. She was using fresh pressed flax oil mixed with cottage cheese along with a really healthy diet, and people had a dramatic change in their bodies because flax oil is the highest seed source of omega-3, which is the most deficient oil in our bodies, and it plays a key role in how much oxygen you're going to get to go into the cells. And then I'll say one more point that's important is that the athletes out there and all the running and exercise they do and all the oxygen they get, you'd think that the oxygen they get would be enough to protect them from cancer, but we know the athletes get cancer too. Lance Armstrong being a perfect example, because oxygen intake to the bloodstream doesn't guarantee oxygen transfer to the cells. That's determined by the amount of intracellular potassium in the cell and also by the cell wall's amount of omega-3, unoxidized omega-3 and omega-6. If you're just using olive oil and some other kinds of oils, these oils can displace and prevent you from getting as much oxygen as your body's designed to get.
Mm. Yeah. Wow. Yep, absolutely. Next time, and I'll be talking about that too because I've seen the effects of it, and I'll be talking about that some more tonight. Stephen Huer, founder of Synergistic Nutrition. Go to the website, sgn80.com. Of course, go to americatonight.net as well. Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you, Kate.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257.
They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Realpricesilver.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Suits. Wow, this is a big deal. Waleed Tamari joins us now. He's in our virtual green room, and he is an attorney. We're going to talk about this class action suit. Dozens of retired wrestlers, if you haven't heard, filed it against WWE over head injuries. You know, we've talked about that before with football and in other sports. We just saw this in auto racing where Dale Earnhardt Jr. isn't racing in Indianapolis this upcoming weekend. Instead, Jeff Gordon is coming out of retirement, but this has to do with wrestlers. Think about how they get slammed on the mat so many times. Waleed, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Kate, thank you so much for having me.
So, you know, you think of sports and you go into sports and you're this athlete, and I'll call some of these wrestlers athletes, and I think they're performers too, obviously, more than anything. But do they have some validity here? There's 50 of them that are part of this suit.
You know, it's an interesting question, and I think, Kate, it's important to kind of understand how we got here in terms of this lawsuit. This isn't the first lawsuit that's been brought by wrestlers against the WWE for generally the same type of fact pattern. In other words, what's the fact pattern here? The fact pattern here and the allegations are that the WWE was aware that these wrestlers were being put in danger, in harm's way, and that their head injuries, their concussions, were going to result in long-term brain damage. Those are the allegations. What's important, so to answer your question about where this case is going to go, it's important to understand the nuance, the difference between what's already happened in previous litigation and now what's been filed a couple of days ago on Monday, right? So in previous litigation, you know, there were different wrestlers, and but again, the same type of allegations. A court, a Connecticut court, which is the same court where this lawsuit on Monday was filed, ruled in March of this year. They ruled. They said, listen. They dismissed most of the claims that the wrestlers brought, and the reason why they dismissed the claims is because there was this exception to negligence, right? There was this exception to negligence called the contact sports doctrine, which says that if you're engaged in a contact sport and you get injured, basically that's kind of part of the risk that you assume. That's what the contact sports doctrine says. You can't bring a lawsuit against the coaches or your fellow participants. So the judge, the court in that case in March of this year, extended that doctrine to the WWE. Okay? Mm-hmm. So what's happened now, Kate, that's different? What's happened now is that the wrestlers have filed, they've got additional plaintiffs, they've got additional allegations, and they've appealed. That decision that happened in March I just described is on appeal. And now what they've said, look, you cannot... You can't say this is a contact sport for the reasons I think, Heath, that you articulated, because it's not that these, you know, the contact is happening in a natural manner. The contact in wrestling is happening because all of these maneuvers are orchestrated, they're devised, and they're dictated and organized by the WWE. When you've got a wrestler throwing a chair at another wrestler, that's something the WWE has created. It's an artificial setting. So it makes this case a little bit different, and therefore that the basis for why large portions of the previous lawsuit were dismissed shouldn't apply here. That's where this case is going.
Yeah, so do you think this... I see this as something that, of course, is getting a lot of attention, but I think this is something that could be dragged out for a while. What do you think?
You know, I think it is going to be dragged out for a while because what's the first issue? I mean, the first issue is going to take time. The first issue is the WWE is going to say, haven't we resolved this issue? Didn't the court just decide on this issue? So you're going to have to wait for the appeal process in the previous issue, in the previous lawsuit. It is going to take a while, yes.
Yeah, but and if you've got these 50 former wrestlers, how much testimony, when you have a class action suit, this would be interesting for people. How do you determine, especially when you're talking about people with names, are they dragged into court? Do they do the deposition thing? Of course they do, right?
Yeah, you know, I mean, this is, of course they do. You know, you're a named plaintiff. You're gonna have to provide your discovery, which means that you're gonna have to answer to questions that the WWE has a right, because as a right based on the law to ask in terms of what evidence they have to substantiate their claim. So you know, yes, they're gonna have to provide medical documentation. Yes, they may have to be subjected to depositions and interrogatories. You said this is going to be a process.
Oh yeah, definitely it's going to be a process. What side would you want to be on if you were? Would you rather be the attorney representing the WWE, or would you rather be bringing this suit? Who has the easier road?
You know, it's interesting. That question is going to, in terms of who's got the easier road, it's really, I think that the appeal in the previous case is going to be very meaningful. And I think at some level it'll be instructive in terms of where this case turns out. Because if the appellate court case reverses the district court's previous ruling and says, look, you know, you can proceed on this from a negligence claim, I think that changes the playing field a little bit. So at the end of the day, what's going to happen? At the end of the day, the goal here, really, for the wrestlers is to try to get a settlement. If, you know, the wrestlers that have been harmed, right, that have suffered serious brain damage, they're looking to attribute these damages to the WWE, and they're looking for a financial recovery. And, you know, in terms of whether they're going to get that recovery, I think the appeal and the success of the appeal in the previous case may be meaningful in this case as well.
Yeah, and we're speaking with Waleed Tamari, and of course he's an attorney. We're talking about this class action suit. I had a cousin that was involved in a class action suit, and they eventually won, and she got some money from it, but there was this debate about, ooh, should you be in this suit, and isn't this going to harm you? In this case, they're former wrestlers, so they don't necessarily have to worry about any blowback from that. But when you deciding to be in a class action suit versus individually doing it, what are the things that you need to weigh?
you know, it's interesting because I also think, you know, this may not end up as a class action. This may end up as a different wrestler might have different damages, right? They may have different thresholds of what type of head injuries they've sustained, different amounts of medical treatment. You know, so I think that this could be different. This could be litigation that's going to be judged on from a damages standpoint on an individual basis. I really think it's too early to tell. I don't think you can look at it at this time as a class action as you would ordinarily think of a class action.
Yeah, so this is kind of an anomaly then, in other words.
I'm not sure it's an anomaly, but I think that I think the range of the damages can be it could range. It could be different for different plaintiffs. So I don't think you're going to have the commonality that you're used to seeing in, you know, in the class actions that you hear about every day. If that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it totally makes sense. And again, it's interesting because you go with the former wrestlers, now you have the current wrestlers. If they were to win the suit, doesn't that help the guys that are currently in the ring, so to speak?
Well, obviously, yeah. I mean, if they were to win the suit, obviously, and even if they weren't, even if they, you know, even if this, even before that the suit is resolved, you'd think that the WWE would definitely start taking additional measures, right? You think that a lawsuit like this would bring additional attention, would require additional care, additional thought to the process. So you'd think that even before this litigation is resolved, those issues would be addressed by the WWE.
Yeah, that's what I would think that too, especially the way McMahon runs his businesses. I can't imagine. And who knows? I mean, like you said, there's so many things. Just because you file a suit as an attorney, you know this, it can go in a lot of different directions. I mean, how many lawsuits even settle before anything happens, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's really early in the process. Obviously, even in our brief conversation here, we've talked about the many issues that have to be resolved. So, like you said, it's going to be a process, whether this settles, whether it's, the case doesn't proceed. It's really too early to tell.
Yeah, but the one thing it does do from the sports point of view that I mentioned at the top, Waleed, is that it gets people thinking more about CTE. It's not just football players. It's other participants in sports that they're talking about now, these Alzheimer's-like symptoms, disease, etc. So that's significant from the point of view of the people who are working to let the world know about CTE.
You're absolutely right. CTE is a horrible thing, and you're absolutely right. This is definitely going to create further awareness, absolutely.
All right, Waleed, thank you so much. Great stuff. It's interesting to see where this will end up. Like we just said, you go from point A to point B. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate. Always a pleasure.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.